Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
My partner and I have been together for a couple of years, and we are both virgins. Every time he tries to enter me, it's like my vagina closes up. What can I do to relax and not think it is going to be painful?
You are definitely not alone. Many women experience a great deal of pain and anxiety related to vaginal penetration. Some women have either experienced so much pain from attempts at penetration or experienced so much fear about penetration that any type of vaginal penetration, whether it's tampon use, a gynecological exam, or sexual penetration by a partner's finger, penis, or sex toy, seems impossible. Often, women who feel that they're not able to experience vaginal penetration are given a diagnosis of vaginismus. We still have a great deal to learn about this condition. For many years, vaginismus was considered to be a condition that involved the muscles around the vagina going into involuntary spasms, thus preventing penetration. However, research has been mixed on this feature of the condition, with quite a few doctors and researchers being unable to find any evidence of actual muscle spasms. Some doctors feel that the condition is perhaps a more extreme version of a condition called vulvodynia, which refers to vulvar pain and is often treatable. It may be that some women with vulvodynia experience more pain than other women when they attempt vaginal penetration. It may also be that some women with vulvodynia are more likely to experience fear or anxiety in connection with their pain. Some women find it helpful to use graduated vaginal dilators to help them learn to experience vaginal penetration. Vaginal dilators can be thought of as a set of medical dildos, if you will, with the smallest one being about the size of a pinky finger and the largest one being about the size of a larger-than-average-sized penis. Women can practice relaxing, putting lubricant on the smallest size dilator, and inserting just a bit of it while they relax, read a book, talk to their partner, or even watch television. Over a period of days, weeks, or months, women may find that they can graduate in size and slowly use larger size dilators one at a time. Although vaginal dilators can be purchased over the internet, it is often most helpful to attempt these exercises with the guidance of a healthcare provider or sex therapist. Sex therapy has a long history of being used successfully to help women with vaginismus, and you can find a sex therapist in your area through www.sstarnet.org. More recently, some healthcare providers have been using Botox as a treatment for vaginismus, with preliminary results suggesting that it may be helpful for some women. Some doctors use Botox in conjunction with recommending vaginal dilator therapy. In any case, there are a range of treatment options that may be helpful, but the first step is to check in with a healthcare provider, which is a good idea for any woman who is considering becoming sexually active with a partner. You and your partner might also find it helpful to talk about the issue if you don't already, and to find ways to share intimacy and connection even if you cannot have vaginal intercourse at the moment. Couples often find it helpful to expand their definition of what they consider sex. You may find it pleasurable to engage in sensual massage, breast touching, oral sex, sex toy play, or other types of sex play. Learn more about sexual exploration in Because It Feels Good or For Each Other, Sharing Sexual Intimacy.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/Kinsey Confidential or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
My girlfriend and I had sex without a condom, but I didn't ejaculate. Now she's scared she's pregnant. Could she be?
At some point in their lives, many women and men become interested in having sex without a condom, either so that they can become pregnant or so that they can experience sex in a way that may feel closer, more natural, or more sensitive than sex with a condom. However, having sex without a condom opens a couple to greater risks, and you're wise to consider these. If you've been taking your birth control pills consistently and correctly as prescribed, then there is very little chance of becoming pregnant if you have sex without a condom. Birth control pills are about 99% effective at preventing pregnancy with perfect use, and about 92% effective with typical use. You and your boyfriend are wise to consider pregnancy risk issues and to pay attention to your risk of sexually transmissible infections, STIs, particularly since birth control pills don't protect against STIs. Depending on when each of you was last tested for STIs, you may want to get tested again if needed. For example, HIV tests are often only considered absolutely accurate if a person gets tested 3 to 6 months after their last possible exposure. Finally, before having sex without a condom, it may be worth thinking through a few other things in regard to your relationship. For example, if you were to unintentionally become pregnant, how would each of you feel about raising a child, adoption, or abortion? What are your expectations about exclusivity or monogamy? In what way might having sex without a condom affect your feelings for each other, your sense of closeness, or your anxiety about becoming pregnant? If you stop using condoms, how will you feel about assuming primary responsibility for reducing pregnancy risk? And how will you two share the cost of contraception? There are, of course, no right answers to these questions. Thinking about these issues, however, and talking to each other about these or other aspects of your relationship and sexual life together may help you to make decisions that you both feel comfortable with. And when couples feel comfortable with their sexual decisions, they also expand the possibilities for sexual pleasure and enjoyment.
Dr. Debbie Herbenik is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.